You're on Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com. Hey, Fiona.
Hey, Jill. You had a really good idea today to chat about.
I thought we would explore, tools for helping us sleep.
That's a huge deal for a lot of people these days.
Yeah. And people of all ages have this too, and for many, many, many different reasons.
Yes.
It could be something that's bothering you that keeps you awake. And it can also be as you get older, you sleep in different, your cycles of sleeping is different. And I remember meeting this amazing, this is when I was, I think, in my 20s, meeting this amazingly sophisticated woman of the world, shall we say. And she didn't sleep in bed. She had a chaise longue like that. And she said, and she was married at the time. Well, yes. But she said, I sleep in cycles. She said, you get to a certain age and you need to sleep during the day, and so you don't always sleep at night. And what she did was she bought this beautiful sleeping sofa sort of thing so that she could, whenever she was tired, she'd rest. And she never felt guilty about...
That's a big deal.
That's huge. Yeah, that's why I'm raising. That's why I'm raising it. I learned from her never to feel guilty about not being able to sleep when you're supposed to be asleep.
Yes, and also if you can't and you're laying there, not to get annoyed or angry that you can't sleep, because sometimes just laying there and listening to something, you know, on your phone or something could be very helpful so that you know if you're just laying there, the body's resting. And so, because oftentimes people go, oh, I've got to get to sleep, it's terrible. But if you give that up, then your body rests, and you can, I sometimes have woken up quite rested in the morning, and, you know.
There are a couple of apps that you can get. One is the Insight Timer.
Thousands
of meditations and suggestions for sleep, you know, getting to sleep. And the one I love so much is another app of Andrew Johnson. I don't know if you've heard of him. He's from Scotland. And he's got this wonderful Scottish voice. So he has programs for many different things, but a lot of them for sleeplessness and relaxing before you go to bed, and meditations that he'll help you go to sleep to. And they're wonderful. And he's got one of those wonderful, soft, lyrical voices.
Oh, wonderful.
You know, and so I really love listening to him. But there are other things to do as well. So if you're lying there and you can't get to sleep, when that happens to me, I sometimes get out of bed. I make myself some warm milk, a warm cup of milk or something. And I take the warm cup of milk to bed, and I sort of sit, put the pillows around and sit up and sip the milk and try and think of something lovely and soft. And sometimes I have Audible, so I can listen to one of the Insight Timers or Andrew Johnson. They've got wonderful meditation apps.
And they're long. Some of them can be quite nice and long, because if for sleeping, it's really helpful. Most of the time, you don't want a five-minute meditation.
Yeah, exactly.
You want like an hour, well, so that it just gently goes off.
It'll tell you how long you want. And if you purchase these on Audible, Audible gives you a choice. So when you hit the button for it to go, it'll say, how long do you want it? And it can go up to an hour, or if you're listening to a book, for example, you could say to the end of the chapter, and sometimes the chapters can be an hour long or 2 hours long. And the Insight Timer does the same thing. So if you want an hour's meditation or half an hour, all those are good. All those are good. But I think the important thing here is not to beat yourself up about it.
Or worry about it.
Understand that your body is absolutely getting the nourishment it needs by you being in bed.
Or on the couch, or whatever couch. Works for you.
Yeah.
The important thing, I think, is that if you can, a lot of people sleep with the TV on because they find it soothing because people are talking. But with that blue light, they've really shown that the more blue light you have in the evening, the harder it is to sleep deeply. So, and that's phones, iPads, TV, or screens. So you might want to use Audible or Insight Timer, to listen, as opposed to putting your TV on to try to help you.
Well, I have it on my iPad, but the iPad is like a book, so you can close the light. And anyway, it turns off. And with my mother, 97 years old, and sometimes used to have trouble sleeping, we would put Andrew Johnson on, because he's so soothing, and put it on and put it under her pillow. So she would have this lovely music and this lovely voice soothing her, and very healing and very comforting. And that really helped her, because at her age, being blind and not knowing where she is, whether it's day or night.
Because she has bad dementia too.
Yes, and she needed to be... at all times of the day or night, reminded of times in her childhood. So then she'd remember who she is and go back to that time. So that's also very good. So if you're looking after somebody with dementia or Alzheimer's, these apps are really, really very good. Really very good. Soothing.
And even if you're having to get up the next day for work or for a meeting or something, again, if you don't judge yourself during this, and we're going to now look at some other possibilities of... So let's have a look at some things that we can do throughout the day or in the early evening. Maybe if we can stop throughout the day and just feel our hands, feel our feet, take two deep breaths, as you always say, soften the belly, soften the tongue, soften the face. If we don't get a speed up of stress during the day, we will sleep a little better at night, or a lot better. So if we can take breaks in the day to stop the stress rolling, because once it's rolled, it gets like this giant ball that it's hard to get away from. So the other thing that my husband and I take is sun theanine, T-H-I-A-N-I-N-E. It's just a mineral. And that really helps us. It tends to cut, or ashwagandha is an herb that's useful too. I take magnesium sometimes at night, because it's very soothing as well. So you can check out with your health food store the things that are good for you. Do you take melatonin?
I did. I'm not taking it right now. But the tea that I love is Sleepy Time Extra, which you can buy in the stores. You know the herbs that are probably in it. I don't know the herbs that are in it. But I find that really... if I can take that before I go to sleep. Now, the other thing that really helps me is to not eat too late at night.
Yes, that's very important, because otherwise the body's trying to digest and it can't kind of close down and sleep late, particularly, caffeine. Everybody knows there's no caffeine after about 3 o'clock in the afternoon for most people. My husband was working with somebody in the film industry, and he used to be able to take these espressos, several of them, in the night and sleep like a log all through the night.
Wow.
But for most people, having caffeine after about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, or three for me, can be very hard.
Well, here's the other thing that I do, and this might not be... possible for a number of people, but I have, it's almost like one meal a day, and that is in the middle of the day at some point. It could be anywhere from noon till 2 o'clock, something like that. I will have a good meal, whether I'm out or home, and I will have a piece of toast with my coffee in the morning. And on the toast in the morning, I will either have a bit of hummus, a bit of tzatziki, or some avocado maybe, and sometimes if I need protein, I'll just put some almond butter on the toast, and that's all I'll have. And then I'll have a a meal center of the day sometime, and then I won't eat past 4 o'clock. But when I get ready to go to bed, and I like to be in bed like 6 or 7, you know, that's my, I love to be able to do that. I know that's not possible for many people. But what helps me, and this was a Rinpoche, Tibetan Rinpoche told me this, to have a little yogurt before you go to bed, that'll help you sleep. So that's what I do when I have my sleepy time tea. I will have one of the small yogurts, and that's been absolutely perfect for me, really perfect for me. And then I climb into bed with a book.
And something that I know Jill has done is made her a bed a sanctuary.
It is a sanctuary.
And she's got lovely coverings, lovely pillows, lovely things around it. It's kind of like a place she wants to go to. So you might want to make your bed a sanctuary that it's the colors, it's comfy, the cloth that's on the sheets and things is really comforting for you, so that when you get in there, you go, oh my goodness, I just want to be here.
I love it. I love it.
And so I think, and Jill's really good at that. And so I think if we can make our beds a sanctuary, it's very helpful. And I think there are so many studies saying if we can go to bed and get up at the same time every day, it's really helpful as well.
So this is, I mean, we've talked about this before, but this is what has really worked for me. And now I'm, you know, where I am in my health-wise and everything. I started this when I was going through radiation. And I just needed to sleep a lot more, needed to be in bed, relax with radiation every day. So I found myself going to bed at 6 o'clock at night, just being in my sanctuary, because it felt so wonderful being in my sanctuary. And I had my little altar by the side of the bed, and it was surrounded by my CD player, so I could have my apps on, or the meditations, or the books that I like to listen to. And then I found that going to bed at 6, I liked it going to bed when the sun goes down, and then waking up as the sun wakes up. Sun comes up at 6 o'clock. That's 12 hours in my sanctuary.
Which and most people cannot do.
I know.
But it's wonderful. If you're older, you're retired, it's easier.
Much easier. And but still, the important thing is make your bed your sanctuary, so that you know that you're loved and supported and comforted. So everything around your bed is something that you love.
That's so important. And it needs to be something, if there's more than one of you in the bed, something that both of you agree on and love, because you can't have something like a piece of art in a room that will please somebody but somebody else doesn't like, because it brings disharmony to that area. The other thing is you want to keep all major mirrors out of the bedroom, because mirrors bounce energy. So if you've got a whole wall of mirrors, you want to cover them at night, because what happens is the energy, and this is a big deal in feng shui, the energy bounces off the mirror. The energy moves and bounces as you refract light, right? I mean, I think it's, and it bounces all over. So if you have big mirrors in your room, just cover them at night, because that can really influence sleeplessness as well.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
And many, I would say, a huge amount of people have them on their sliding doors. In the closet doors, because it's really nice to have them when you get up and you put your clothes on, rather than the way we have, which is not much light, so we end up looking all full of cat hair when I get out.
No, but it's wonderful to make your bed your sanctuary.
I think it's really important, and to slow down. So if you're going to watch an action adventure, try to watch it early, or give yourself an hour with a bath or a shower or some warm tea, as you said, and you know, maybe talking with a friend that's not gonna worry you, or reading a book before you go to bed.
Another thing, and I love reading a book, and I also love being read to. So if you had a book on Audible that you love, and you can get the comfort of, feel like you're a child being read to as you go to sleep, it's just beautiful. But the other thing that helps sometimes is if you're finding it hard to go to sleep, just get up, go into the bathroom, and put a hot washcloth, hot flannel,
warm.
Yeah. Really warm on your face, and rub it in and over your eyes, and maybe some eye drops. Not the Visine, not the ones to brighten your eyes, but the Refresh ones that refresh your eyes, that soothe your eyes.
Well, what happens is when we're talking about not being able to sleep, it means somehow the brain waves are not going from a beta, which is our everyday waking mind and thinking mind, to alpha, delta, and theta, alpha, theta, and delta, which is where they need to go to be able to go to sleep. From beta, we need to go to alpha. So if you go into the bathroom and use warm water, the warmth and the comforting feel, the feeling of it brings you to alpha. So then that's the beginning of going to theta, which is the beginning of going to Delta, which is deep sleep. So I think the thing is, you know, and caffeine keeps us in beta brain waves. We have to be able to get to the brain waves that enable us to go to the deeper brain waves, or we can't get to sleep. And so alpha is a really important thing. That's why comfy sheets, fluffy pillows, warm drinks all bring us to alpha more. And we're so used to being in beta and gamma beta that we it's very difficult for us. We feel almost unsafe when we're not in those brainwave states.
And pillows, your sheets and pillows and pillowcases are very important. And the covers that you have on, if you like to be swaddled and you like your sheets tucked in and the bottom of your sheets tucked in, and I know there are people that love that feeling of being really tucked in. I'm one that likes to have just a lightness on me and not being tucked in at all. Because I fling my... I just have a duvet without even a cover on it so I don't get lost in things. But I pull that around me. My feet are free. I can go sideways on the bed, I could go, you know.
So yeah, one of the things I would say is, from what you're saying here, is find what you love. Because you may think, okay, so I should have it tucked in, okay, so I shouldn't have the blanket everywhere. So, but play with how you like to sleep. And if you like to sleep differently to your partner, work out how you can do that. The other thing my husband Bob does is that if he's worrying about something at night, he asks himself this question: what do I want? And he said that for him will stop the thoughts almost immediately. Just keeping on asking, what do I want? And, you know, if then you can just keep asking that, and you can work out maybe what it is you want and how you can get it, or what steps you can take to move towards getting it. But the question itself is very powerful.
Good. That's an excellent one. That's excellent.
The other thing the Hawaiians would do would be to, got a squeaky chair, would be to have a worry basket beside your bed. And it's been taken on by many cultures now. But, and if you have a worry, just drop them in the worry basket and say to yourself, I'm going to pull this out at 10 a.m., 5 p.m., and just make sure you do. So if you're worried about a party you're going to or a meeting you've got, you say, I'm not going to think about it now. I'm going to put it in the worry basket. If what you want doesn't work right away or doesn't work, you just put it in the worry basket and you say, I'm going to pull this out at 8 when I get up and take another look at it, but I'm not going to worry about it now. Then you use your soft sheets to get you to alpha. You have some soft music on, which is more likely to bring you to theta. And you can utilize getting yourself to the right brainwave, which is so vital for our health and for our sleep.
And the other thing, I don't know if this is going to be helpful at all, but first thing I do when I get out of bed is make my bed. That's why that's my sacred space. So I don't I respect it by getting out of bed, smoothing the sheets, putting the pillows back in the places where they, and then putting the cover up and smoothing it out. That's the very first thing that I do, so that every time I walk into the bedroom, out of the bedroom,
it's your sanctuary.
It's my sanctuary. And the other thing is, I really love it. My favorite day of the week is the day that I change the sheets.
Oh.
Oh, and it's a whole ceremony, almost like stripping this off and thank you for these dreams and thank you. Put them in the washing machine. And then, of course, the cats want to help me put the fresh ones on.
That's fun.
So there's that game where they get under the sheets and I have to stretch. But it becomes like a ceremony. So for me, that's what makes it so special.
Yeah, and then your bedroom is, rather than a place where you're stuck because you have to go to sleep, and you, again, that difference between have to and get to is really important. It's not that you have to go to sleep. You get to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And if it's a sanctuary and everything's comfy and warm and you've got yourself set up with your audio talking or for music, there's a lot of wonderful music, I bet, on Insight Timer, but also on YouTube. Have to be careful with YouTube that once you've finished an hour-long wonderful music, it doesn't go to something else.
That's why I have my iPad where I use the Audible, but I also have a CD player, because you know if you put in a CD, it's maybe an hour long and then it turns off. But I have it on very low, very low.
And people could do that with their phones too.
Yeah.
You can just put it on, you know, your iTunes, your one thing that you want to play. And there's just an incredible wealth of music out there available.
And I also have a chair in which I sit to read.
Hmm.
And the cats sit with me in the chair, and they have their places in the room. And I also have a desk and a bookshelf. So everything I need and everything I love is in there. So it's never difficult for me to go in there. As a matter of fact, we've broadcast from there, haven't we?
Yes,
a number of times.
Yes, very comfy room.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking today about if you're having difficulty getting to sleep. There's a lot more. There's a wealth of things out there. But these may be a few things that you could try. This is Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com.
Your home on planet Earth.